Police, NYC man accused of drugging, raping teen girls during slumber parties. By Amy Furr on May 28, 2021. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a 41-year-old man who was accused of raping three teenage girls in Queens. Authorities alleged Wayne Gordon raped three 13-year-old girls between October 2020 and May of this year, CBS New York reported Friday. Police say the girls were drugged and raped in separate attacks during slumber parties at his home in the Springfield Gardens section of Queens. The outlet continued, adding investigators are concerned there could be additional victims. The New York City Police Department, NYPD, shared photos of the suspect Friday on social media and urged anyone with information regarding the case to contact the department. The alleged victims were his daughter's friends, according to the New York Post. One claimed Gordon gave her white pills that made her incapacitated, law enforcement sources told the outlet. Police released pictures of the suspect, whom they said is on the lam and speaks with a Jamaican accent, the Post report continued. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC website, child sexual abuse is a significant but preventable adverse childhood experience and public health problem. Most children wait to report or never report the abuse, and data shows around 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 13 boys experience it at some point during their childhood. 91% of the abuse is perpetrated by a person the child or their family knows. Awareness of the warning signs regarding child sexual abuse is usually the first step in protecting a child from danger, according to the Rape, Abuse and Incest National Network's RAIN website. It's not always easy to spot sexual abuse because perpetrators often take steps to hide their actions. Some signs are easier to spot than others. For instance, some warning signs might be noticed by a caretaker or parent, and are often red flags that the child needs medical attention. Listen to your instincts. If you notice something that isn't right or someone in a child's life is making you uncomfortable, even if you can't put your finger on why, it's important to trust your gut. Continue to watch for signs of abuse, and talk to the child who may be experiencing abuse in age-appropriate ways. The organization listed warning signs to look for, such as trauma to the genital area, keeping secrets, overly compliant behavior, changes in eating habits, and changes in mood or personality.